This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Megan Tackett, here with your top stories this Thursday. Another Aspen lodging company is facing a class action lawsuit over alleged labor violations involving foreign exchange workers. The Aspen Daily News reports that Denver law firm Towards Justice has filed a complaint against Hotel Jerome and its parent company, Auberge Resorts Aspen. It claims J-1 visa employees were denied required rest breaks, not paid for missed breaks, and unlawfully charged for employer-provided housing and work-related expenses. The suit alleges these deductions push some workers' pay below minimum wage, in violation of Colorado labor laws. Attorneys estimate about 45 J-1 workers could be affected. Auberge Resorts has not responded to requests for comment from the Aspen Daily News. The case follows similar recent lawsuits involving J-1 workers in Aspen. The Transportation Coalition for the 21st Century has reached a unanimous recommendation to address traffic congestion in and out of Aspen. That's according to the Aspen Times. Established in the spring of last year, the group has conducted 10 meetings. It's proposing a mix of incentives and deterrents, including making RAFTA buses free, launching a regional carpooling app, creating casual carpool pickup spots, and upgrading roadways and roundabouts. But the key proposal is a phased high occupancy toll, or HOT lane, on Highway 82. The right lane would be free for vehicles with three or more passengers, while solo drivers would pay a dynamic fee that increases with congestion, all to keep buses moving and to decentivize single-occupancy vehicles commuting into Aspen. If traffic persists, the coalition says broader congestion pricing could follow, with all revenue dedicated solely to transportation improvements. Carbondale Middle School students will soon be able to compost. The Carbondale Board of Trustees on Tuesday voted to use $5,000 from the town's carryout bag fee to fund a pilot compost program at the school. That will cover the cost of three compost stations, bags, and collection fees for 1 year. But it will also include training for staff and classroom presentations for students. Board member Chris Hassig said the educational component was a priority.
That was kind of an important thing to the environmental board, was that it's a cool place to interact with students and really try to teach them at an early age about how to separate your waste correctly and get them to be lifelong composters.
The carryout bag fee was implemented last year, and its fund balance is currently about $100,000. The pilot program was suggested by Carbondale's Environmental Board. In the request, they expressed hopes of expanding to additional schools or multifamily buildings. The middle school will be joined by several other Carbondale schools that are already composting. Those include Mount Sopris Montessori, Crystal River Elementary, Ross Montessori, Carbondale Community School, and Roaring Fork High School. Pickin County Commissioners approved an emergency ordinance yesterday authorizing its deputies to provide supplemental law enforcement services within the town of Basalt. Under the temporary agreement, Pickin County Sheriff's Office deputies will provide patrol services on designated days and times, coordinating closely with the Basalt Police Department. The agreement also allows school resource officers to return to Basalt schools during the 2025-2026 academic year. The partnership will take effect immediately. In statewide news, the Trump administration plans to dismantle the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods has more.
In a post on social media, White House Office of Management and Budget Director Russ Vought called the center one of the largest sources of, quote, climate alarmism in the country. He wrote that any vital work will be moved to another entity or location. The research lab was established in 1960 to study and predict the planet's weather systems. It employs nearly 1,000 people. The decision to break up the center drew strong backlash from Colorado Democrats, including Governor Polis and Congressman Joe Neguse, who represents Boulder. It comes after the Trump administration announced it would cancel environmentally focused transportation grants to Colorado, and after Colorado refused to grant the administration's request to transfer former Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters into federal custody.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Colorado has set new climate targets for natural gas utilities like Xcel Energy. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Natural gas burned in buildings for heating or cooking accounts for about a tenth of Colorado's climate warming emissions. To shrink the problem, state lawmakers approved a first-in-the-nation law in 2021. It requires investor-owned gas utilities like Xcel Energy to cut their emissions 22% by 2030. On Monday, state utility regulators set the next target, 41% by 2035. That means Xcel Energy must continue to find ways to shift their customers from natural gas to electricity. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
The number of lawsuits filed by Colorado against the Trump administration now stands at 47. Ava Keon has more from the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
Attorney General Phil Weiser in 16 other states and Washington, D.C. filed the lawsuit. It claims the administration unlawfully suspended grant programs for electric vehicle charging infrastructure. The holdup of funds directly impacts a project at Colorado State University and plans in Pueblo and Boulder. In May, Colorado and other states sued the administration for receiving less funding for EV infrastructure than they were originally awarded. That's still in litigation.
That was Ava Keon with the Colorado Capital News Alliance. The director of Colorado's higher education system is stepping down after 7 years at the helm. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
Angie Piccioni led the Colorado Department of Higher Education since Governor Jared Polis was elected in 2019, the second longest tenure in the department's history. She plans to return to the private sector. Polis credited her leadership with breaking down barriers to help more students from diverse backgrounds access education. Fewer students are also finishing with debt. Piccioni oversaw the launch of the first program in the nation to allow four-year colleges to grant associate's degrees to students who stopped out but completed at least 70 credits. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
What's dubbed as the largest wildlife overpass in the country has opened in our region. It will provide a safe way for elk, pronghorn antelope, and other critters to cross a busy interstate highway in Colorado, south of Denver, as Shauna Lewis reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
The Greenland Wildlife Overpass connects nearly 40,000 acres of habitat on both sides of Interstate 25 between Larkspur and Monument. Kara Van Hoos with Colorado Parks and Wildlife says the new structure gives a variety of animals a safe place to cross six lanes of traffic, and an open line of sight helps them navigate it.
Unfortunately, wildlife can't read, so it's not like we could put signs up saying, this is safe here, go here.
It's the last piece of a wildlife crossing system that covers about 18 miles and includes underpasses and fencing. State officials expect the project to reduce wildlife vehicle crashes by 90%. Shauna Lewis.
Last month, the seven upper and lower basin states failed to come up with new terms defining how the Colorado River is to be shared. Now, tribes and other water users across the West are gathering for an annual conference for more discussions. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Gabriel Peterazio has more.
30 federally recognized tribes are among those water users trekking to Las Vegas, including Amelia Flores, who is chairwoman of the Colorado River Indian Tribes, or CRIT, living along the border of California.
Our hopes is to hear some tidbit, some inkling how the tribes play a part in that.
CRIT is Arizona's largest and most senior Colorado River water rights holder. Despite frequent meetings with federal officials, Flores suggests those agencies are scrambling to figure things out.
It's going to be interesting to see what information is going to be passed down to us.
A new deadline has been made for states to finalize an agreement by mid-February. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team. News Director Hallie Zander, reporters Reagan Mertz, Sarah Torrey, Michael Finelli, and me, your host, Megan Tackett. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett, Josie Taris, and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.